Start your day the Torah Way, Northwest London, Monday, 7th of Tammuz, 26th of June, Dayan Yossi David Shlita, Bishul Akum. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Newman, Lechved Simcha B'Mitzvah of Shimon Newman, whose mitzvah was last Shabbos. Yi Rotzen Shizko Horovus Kenov Rav Nachas, Yimenu Mekol Yotzei Chalav Tzehem.
Yep. I know, so there's more white hairs as well. That's a good idea. You expected someone younger. Never mind. Things change. Yeah. I don't know if you mentioned that Reb Chaim was very particular never to sit with his back to the Sforim. You ever noticed? He never turned his back to the Sforim.
Reb Chaim. When he comes here to speak, it's our way. He moves over,
not back to the Arna Kodesh. Yeah. He's got the Taz, it says above 10, it's not even Shus. It was as well, he was very really? Makpid. Yeah. Very, very makpid. Anyway, so by my is the gilliness of the Sforim Makov, something put Dvorim Betalim on the side, no? Might be Dvorim Betalim. Okay, so the subject which we want to discuss today, really, clarity to say I have clarity in it, far from it. Clarity is really beyond, is a lot to be discussed. The whole concept of groma and koicha and how to handle today, whether it's in Ilchot Shabbos, whether it's Bishul Akum, whether it's making tzitzis, whether it's making different. So things have changed from the past, and today we use a lot of machinery, and less things are done by human beings. No, there's now what they call today AI. No? Yeah. Today they won't need any more Rabbonim as well, people think. You program and you ask any question you want, it'll give you an efficient answer, so you feel it's efficient. The Maase is not going to replace it, because we know the Maase of Torah is also to change the person. The actual learning of the Torah changes the person, changes the midos of a person, has an impact on the person. To have information, it's not the tachlis of Torah, it's not to store information. Never. It wasn't to store information. There were gifted people who had memories like, no, if you don't learn the Torah, let it become part of you, it's not going to have the impact, and you probably won't be able to be mechadish the chidushim. So there'll be no substitute. But unfortunately, I don't know whether because the whole concept of manpower today is reduced a lot. What we used to take 50 people to tar the streets and to put, today it takes maybe 2 people. With a machine. It takes to harvest the field, how many people it takes to pluck from fruit from trees. Machines have taken over. And that's had an impact, let alone Ilchot Shabbos, which we know we take the most stricter line in Ilchot Shabbos, the Raisa Skila, but Bishul Akum has become a very big subject to all of the new equipment, new machinery, which we have today, how to relate to it. So, I got very impressed, actually, when I see Sfaradi Poiskim contemporary quoting Ashkenazi Poiskim quoting Sfaradi Poiskim. It shows the Achdus and it shows the Emes of the Torah, how we all boil down to one thing. I was most impressed. I didn't know Rabbi Falk had a chelek based as Shalos and Tshuvos Machzeh Eliyahu. I don't know if you're aware of it. He's got the Shalos and Tshuvos, Machzeh Eliyahu. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Avadia Yosef quotes his Chelek Aleph in a few Tshuvos. But he actually discusses, he has a Tshuva which he dedicates his whole section to a Psak of the Ben Ish Chai, which I was quite impressed. It caught my eye, and I was looking at the Machzeh Eliyahu, it caught my eye. And it's a very famous Psak of the Ben Ish Chai. I don't know if you're aware that the Ben Ish Chai allowed to ride bicycles under certain circumstances, extreme circumstances, on Shabbos. It's a famous psak which is put in Shuvos Rav Pealim. Now, to say that Ben Ish Chai was a very lenient poisek, it's exact opposite. He's known as to be a very big machmeh. But then they asked him from Bombay. This question was from Bombay. It was a big Jewish community there, Iraqi community. And people who were finding it difficult to get from place to place in town, they wanted to use what they call, it's called a gari. It was a bicycle. And he describes how it works, and it comes to a chiddush of koyach koyach and rishus harabim. It's an interesting psak. By the way, it's not relevant, it's not applicable to today. Just by the way saying it. People seem to quote him as being meikel, but you should know that there's no comparison to the situation we have today. And today, with the Erev, we've seen people walking around with the children with the bicycles and all that. It's very questionable, this whole idea. The whole heter was based, we know why you can't ride a horse on Shabbos. The Gemara in Beitza says why. The Gemara says, Tchumin deraisa. Tchumin. The reason is because when you ride a horse, you don't realize you might go out of the Tchum of Shabbos. The Gemara says, Honich aleman deomar Tchumin deraisa. But if you're Tchumin derabonon, then no, make a Gzeron in derabonon. No, so you go out of Tchum. Zeisa derabonon. The Gemara says, Shema yachto zmura. You cut a branch off. People have a misconception and think the only reason why you can't ride horses and animals become mukze only because the issue of you might take a branch and you might whack your horse with it. And the man said, that's all akuntum and the omer tchumin derabonon. But we pask in Allah, and the Rambam says, tchumin deraisa. So therefore, the whole reason, original, there's a famous tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer, which was asked in the early years of the state of Israel. The policemen used to keep a little bit. And used to keep some of them, even nowadays. But the question was to him, could they ride bicycles on Shabbos for security reasons? He says, he then goes to the tshuva, and it's very machmi. He says, now, Ben Yishchai allowed to ride a bicycle because you couldn't possibly, if you go to the 1800, late 1800s, you will see that the shape of the bicycles which they had, it wasn't our bicycles. If you'd go to somewhere a little bit bumpy, you'd get a headache. You wouldn't be able to tolerate it. So there was no chashash you'd go outside the tchum of the ear. There was no chashash you'd go outside the walls of the town. So therefore, there's no. But nowadays, today, they're going today, this is going to be right for kef, no? Yeah. They go tens and tens of miles out of London. The streets are flat, the streets are smooth. So obviously the reason of Tchumin Doraisa comes back, so therefore bicycles should be totally abolished on Shabbos. Mamish also. Ben Yishchai would never have matti that. So whoever quotes you, Ben Yishchai is saying that. But the concept which he brings of Koyach Koychi allows even, he says, no issue of carrying the bicycle in Shusarabim whilst you're riding, because he says the issue of Koyach Koycha. How it works, you turn the wheel takes the whole bicycle on, and then Koyach Koycha, it's two Koychas. So let's discuss a little bit that. Because this psak comes back, and Ben Yishchai and the Halachot talks about the Parshas Chukas, talks about Bishul Akum. And the reason why it's so relevant, this topic, is because today most manufacturing processes is done through machinery. We can call it Lelo Maga Yad Adam. It's absolute no human handle. Right? There's no human beings handling anything from beginning to end. There might be a few inspectors looking and watching to make sure there's no obstacles or anything stopping, but the machinery does everything today. So therefore, the whole concept of Bishul Akum here has to be rethought. We have to think, maybe, perhaps. Sorry?
What about intermarriage?
Oh, what about intermarriage? How goofa? Very good. So he's straight away allowing it. He's saying, what intermarriage is with machines?
No, I'm not saying. Sorry. I'm saying opposite.
I know. I took a minute. I'm trying to understand that. You're right. We have to see what the reasons for Bishul Akum is. We have to see if they're still applicable. We have to see whether there's room for differences here to be made or not. Like he's saying, our Falk says, like you're saying. Yeah, he's more into that idea. But let's hear first, where does it come from? What's the discussion? I visited factories, massive factories, from beginning to end, everything computerized, nothing. The machines go on. The lorry comes, drops the potatoes. The potatoes go from machine conveyor belt to conveyor belt. They get washed, and they get peeled, and they get this, and then they get this. And finally, it comes to the guy standing there, not doing anything. You got bakery, the same thing. These big, big bakeries. You call that paspalta? I wouldn't even call it paspalta. I would call it pass machine. Nothing to the paspalta. So we have to understand what's going on here exactly. There was a very big discussion brought in Ben Yishchai. This is 150 years ago at least. They had sugar. The sugar manufacturing process in his days, they were made from beets. certain beets which you make sugar. I think even today, most sugar is made from beet. Yeah? Cane sugar is not so common like the beet sugar. But I've got absolute ignorance in this, yes? So if anybody knows more about the manufacturing process of sugar, but in his days, the manufacturing process was that, obviously it was all cooked by goy, it was imported to Baghdad, where the Ben Ishai was living, and his question was, comes from Europe, and then there's a shail of Bishul Akum, sold that man by goy. So there was a great poet called Shem Aryeh, not Sfadi, and he discussed us in length, and he couldn't find the heter to it. It says the beets oil al shulchan menochim. It's not nechel chai, and it's manufactured by a goy. So he tried to find the theory. Maybe steam cooking is not considered cooking, which is he wasn't so happy with that. Interesting. It's a whole nidden and poiskim with the steam cooking. It's got to do with the cans. You know, the cans are sometimes they cook them in steam. So where the steam is called meushan. By meushan, the Gemara says there's no bishulakum if something gets smoked. Smoked salmon, for instance, no bishulakum. Why? So I was taught it because smoking is not presentable. It's a very cheap way of cooking. As you know, in cooking, with the heat of the smoke, it's not really presentable. But the police are not so sure about that. Maybe it wasn't that on that. They may have made exeter on that. Only on bishul. Okay, it's a discussion. We're not discussing that now. The question is like that now. The Ben Ishai worked out. He says, I've got a heter meruvach. I've got a clear heter on this whole inyan. And he brings the process of the manufacturing, and he says that since it's done through a few koichas, because they used to have big baths, what happened was they had one bath which steamed water. So the goy, all he would do, he would light the fire. By the way, just a remark, that the Sfaradim are makpid on bishul akum much more than Ashkenazim. Right? And I'll soon tell you how logic here doesn't really fit so well. But we require physical involvement in the process of cooking. Just turning on a fire is insufficient. So I've got it difficult. I got the simchas. No caterer today does that. Unfortunately, even the Sfaradi kasher doesn't even do it. So it's difficult. So some make a sfeksveka and allow, but we actually need the yid to get involved in the process of cooking, either mixing whilst it's on the fire or putting it on the fire. It's not sufficient to put the fire on or put the fire on after the pot is on the fire. But the Ramah brings the leniency of the Issa of the Heter, which is mashma from the Modchi like that, that it's sufficient, like by bread, just to light the fire. And then the goy can be cooking from morning to evening. On fact that you in the morning came at 5, 4 o'clock in the morning and turned on the fire, there's no problem with chasmus. There's no intermarriage. Yeah? So that's the Ramah's psak. So it's machlokes between the Sfaradim and Ashkenazim into this. So let's continue a little bit on what he's saying. So he explains it used to be a big bath which used to steam the water, where that steam went onto pipes and eventually would get to the reach where the beets were. And at one point it was 18 degrees, and then the pipes, the steam would go further to somewhere else and cook it at a higher temperature. And the beets would go from bowl to bowl through a mechanic way. We'd be twisting a wheel with a retzuat or, he calls it, what we call today a chain. And that would be twisting here, and then I would twist the bowl. So everything gets into the place where it gets finally cooked through a few koichas, a bit removed from the actual goy putting it on the fire. It was done through machinery. So he wants to say that you've got a head of koich koicha. He brings a few rhymes to it. It's probably the longest halacha he ever writes in his kitzur, like a kitzur shulchan aruch. The longest one he spends on this, and he explains the different reason why he's matir. I'm going to read to you a gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah. I'm saying we can't draw any conclusions onto Hilchos Shabbos here, because you all know the gemara in Maseches Bava Kama. The gemara says, "Liba velifta ruach." If in conjunction with you creating a fire, the wind came and helped it, and the fire spread, and it went and damaged. So the Gemara says that if there wasn't in his libui, in his generating of the fire, there wasn't enough to spread the fire other than with the help of the wind, so says the Gemara is potter. The Gemara asks, But in Hilchas Shabbos we know which melacha works in a similar functional way. Zoyre. In Boire, there's a melacha called Zoyre. One of the 39 melachas is, they used to take the heap of Tvua, which was yet still after the Disha, it was still mixed with light peels, what you call husks, or, and they used to throw it up onto the head, and naturally the heavy seeds of the wheat fall directly down, and whatever is light flies away. You don't need much wind for that. So here you're not doing the separation, but you are presenting to the air, to the wind, the thing, and it does the separation. So says the Gemara, what's the difference between that and that? Why here you say you're chayav? I'm only taking the last answer, Rav Ashi's answer, which that seems to be most places can take on that halacha. There's different answers to this, but Rav Ashi says, don't bring me a question from Shabbos. Melechet machsheves osa atoya. Rashi writes, it's kaima machshavtei. Who cares? You presented it, and you got your melacha done, you got your separation done. Who says you have to do it from beginning to end, says Rashi? As long as you enabled it to happen, you made it happen, and it happened, it's kaima machshavtei. It's a question amongst the poskim, and they're showing him how to learn whether it's only by melacha zoyre, or is any melacha like that. And it makes a big difference to machines, chalila v'chas. People can today take and abuse this and use it in different ways. Yeah, this wasn't a joke. There was a famous Talmid Chacham who once told me that, what's wrong? You switch the light here, and the light goes on there. Well, what are you doing? You're only making the shidduch between the things. Yeah. The electricity board puts electricity, and the light's over there. I stood there, woman, Chalila Lachas, what are you talking about? The whole purpose why you're putting this is, forget the Chazon Ish HaMelech Es Boine, but this is known, it's a direct outcome of you do this, Gira Dileg, it's his own chetz. It's very hard to mix Ilchas Shabbos to Ilchas Bishul Akum. The Ben Ish Chai brings one raya, he brings it from Yain Nesach. By Yain Nesach, the Gemara and Afsamach and Avodah Zorah brings a gat. It says, Ma'atzra Zaira, what was it? It was a wine press. You had a bath of grapes, and you had planks of wood which were placed on the bath. So the Gemara says, if the Goy himself stands on the grapes to squeeze them, that's koicha. That's definitely also, the Gemara says. Yeah? The whole machloikis, the Gemara says, kulam le plige de osu, ki plige be koyach koicha. What's koyach koicha? They used to have on those planks of wood another koira, what they call a beam, which was subject to a wheel, which you can screw it down, and that would give the pressure onto pressing down the press. So no one would physically stand on it, rather someone would twist from around the side like a screw shape, and that would slowly bring the wood down. The Gemara says that's koyach koicha. That's once removed, let's call it, twice removed. From the actual guy who's doing it. So it says, but koyach koycha, the Gemara says, it's a machloikis. It's a machloikis. And the Gemara says, ikka de amre, the really, but koyach koycha, everybody agrees that it's okay. Ki pligi be koycha. The whole machloikis is even by koycha. So it's a machloikis in the Gemara, whether that's okay or not okay.
He turns the wheel. The wheel turns the screw. The screw presses down that plank of wood, that beam, and that beam presses down.
I agree with you. If you ask me or you ask it, sorry, if you ask someone who doesn't, we'll tell you, what's the difference? The guy is doing it. Very good. So, Lemaise, so we've got our concept, we got a bit wrong here. We have to understand. That is koyach koycha. Yeah. That is koyach koycha, because you're not directly standing on the grapes, that'll be koycha. But if you do another force, and that turns something else, which presses something down, that's the definition of koyach koycha. And sorry, it's bought. Sorry.
It's going to be Yain Nesach, even if the guy who's pressing it or stood on it on the board doesn't touch it.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Because he squeezed it.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, so let's continue a little bit. My halacha there, it's a big machlokes rishonim. The Rambam didn't seem to bring this halacha by koyach koyach. Someone to say that you only ask us koyach by yayin nesach, but not koyach koyach. The Rosh brings it, and he says, because the Gemara says, heve uvda bekoyach koyach ve'osa Rav Yaakov min Nahal Pekod. Rav Yaakov from Nahal Pekod said, you're not allowed to, and he asked it. So holds the Rosh, halacha lemaisa de lechatchila, you don't do it, and the Tosus brings as well. But by the Eved, you can rely on the Moiroim, which hold that it's okay. So that means by Yain Nesach, even the Shach says, even 2, 3, 4, 5 koiches, lechatchila is also by Yain Nesach. But by the Eved, like Tosus says, by the Eved, it's mutar. If the guy has done it already, and you're going to have a hefsed, then you can have it. Because there are other Moiroim which allow it. So the Ben Yishai says, it's a raya for me that there's a difference between koyach koyach and not this. But the Eved at least. He says, that is a serach of Avodah Zorah there. By Avodah Zorah we more machme. Yain Nesach comes from the rulings of Avodah Zorah. Even in Zosho Chasnus. But it's got something for potential and idea of Yain Nesach. By Avodah Zorah we are very machme. So that's why we pass in the Chathchila, like Rabbi Yaakov. But by the Eved's Mutter, he says, by Bishul Akum, it's not going to Serech of Avodah Zorah. It's an Issa Darabonim. And therefore, here we'll apply the normal rules of Koyach Koyach, that it's removed. That's one raya which he brings. Not happy? Kacha kacha. Kacha kacha. I agree with you. Kacha kacha. Interesting. I saw one of the Achronim writes on the Ben Yishai, a book called Vayitz Bo Yosef. I have to find this for him. He writes, by Yain Nesach, it's got to do with how the goy is menasach. Goyim are not menasach al yedei koyach koycha. So that's why you can make a chiluk by koyach koycha. But by Bishul Akum, may not be like that. There's nothing to do with nisuch here. Nothing with respect to the Avodah Zorah. So therefore, the rules might be different. I said, it seems like a very valid chiluk. At the end of the day, this is the Yisud Rabbono. It's going to serach of Avodah Zorah. And at the end of the day, goyim don't cook al yedei koyach koycha. So now the question is, do we say that this makes a kesher? Now you should know, Rabbi Falk. Sorry?
Yeah.
For nisuch. Yeah. But the stam yeinam, is so long as he's got intention to move it, we ask him, mitzad stam yeinam.
For example,
we're running out of time. Yeah.
The guy is working in the Yiddish factory.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's doing the wine, yeah? He's definitely not doing it for Avodah Zorah.
It's the Yid. You mean Yid? Shabbos? What are you talking about?
No, I'm sorry.
You show him a Shabbos?
A goy. A goy.
Yeah. He's not doing it for Avodah Zorah. No. But he's annoyed with Avodah Zorah.
Could be.
Okay. If he's annoyed with Avodah Zorah, then no. En anachot.
No anachot.
En. Loy plug. Finish. We stam yeinam call it. Yeah. Samyan is also a Subhanah. You're right, how to relate to different religions is a bit questionable today because you've got the Christianity with the Shituf, with the Mitzvah and Shituf, but even then they were not going on Mitzvah and Shituf. But this is the Shas Adchak when you
were going with
Muslim will make it not an Issa Ano, make it Issa Shtia, not Issa Ano. Same rules, but just Issa Shtia, not Issa Ano. By the way, the Tzitzel Yezet Tainas, the Muslims are Yudah with the Zohar. Just make no mistake. And Shubas is when they took over Marat HaMachpelah, there was a mosque there. So they asked Rav Avadia Yosef whether you can daven there. So Rav Avadia says, of course, he brings the Shubas Rambam, which the Ishmaelim are not Yudah with the Zohar. They believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they daven it. The Ram disagrees. The Tzitzel Yezet says, Sofek Avodah Zorah L'chumrah. It says the Ran holds that the Ishmaelim oiv the Avodah Zorah. They throw stones, they do Markulis, they have a big stone there, they go around there, they do worshipping actions, which turns them into a... The Ran writes that. Titzel Yezus Vachmi. So they tried not to go into these faith rooms when it's different.
Why? Not Shem Shabbos Yid also.
Huh?
But wine, manufacturing of wine.
Yeah. But non Shem Shabbos, we treat them like goyim. Yeah, Leinian this. Mechalel Shabbos b'Faras. Yeah. Okay, that's not our. Rabbi Falk. Very good. Rabbi Falk in Machzeh Eliyahu brings the Chazonish. The Chazonish discusses, you know, the famous Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham says something frightening. You know, there was the Chaim Shalmaim.
A long time ago, there was mills which worked with the current of the water that twisted the wheel and grinded the wheat. Mm-hmm. It says, the Magen Avraham has a big chiddush. He tells us that if Fon takes wheat on Shabbos and puts it into the Rechaim Shalmayim, he's not chayev. From the Torah, he hasn't transgressed the Nisa. Because you're not doing anything. You just pray. How will he settle the Gemara and Bava Kama, which we spoke about? It's all the Achronim. How we got the Magen Avraham? This Magen Avraham himself in Simon Shin Chav Ches. Absolutely, we Shin Chav Ches. The Magen Avraham himself contradicts himself, and he writes. The Even Oizda at the back quotes it. He says Magen Avraham writes. You put, you know, the alukais, leech. They used to suck people's blood. I used to go to take our blood. They used to put it. Says the Magen Avraham, it's choivel. It's an Isa Doraisa to do it. But what are you doing? You're only putting the alukel on the thing. You're not doing anything. It's doing it itself. What's it doing to the Rechaim? Which you said is no chiv the raisa. Him mokum tzar, you should allow it. Magen Avraham. So the whole Achronim Mishabura brings and tries to make a chiluk between them. But lemaise, we take lechum on that. Says the Chazon Ish writes, he says, today they bought machinery to do harisha, to do ktsira, to do all different. In terms of the Chazon Ish, he says, even though Lemaise, all the guy is doing is turning on the engine and pressing on the accelerator, and is going all alone, he says, no, it's gira delay. It's all his maise. It's all the outcome of his maise. And it's all connected. It's like someone throws an arrow. You're going to now tell me because, oh, only later it's going to go and kill. But it's all your koyach, which is doing everything. So he tainas, it's all one action. And therefore, there's an issa d'oraisa. So says the Machzel Yehoh, that falls, the Ben Ishchai's idea falls away. You can't apply it by machinery. The goy turns on the machine, it's as if done everything. Everything which is going there. So Ribbono de Mal Alma. I think the chiluk is quite, we have to make a difference. Yeah, this don't mix Ilchas Shabbos with Ilchas Bishul Akum. There is a concept of koyach koychem in Elizikin. There is a concept of koyach koychem Yai Nesach. So I do understand that by Shabbos we'll go after the idea of Meleches Machsheves. And therefore, since your intention was to carry this out, even though come through different koichas, since it's one action which you're doing, and the end result is you're getting that result, Mechatesa we should be making on such an idea. But when we talk about Bishul Akum, as you said, it's Mishum Chasmas. Now I don't understand. Listen to the theory. If you only turn on the fire in the morning, and the goy is actually preparing the food and puts the food on the fire, and everything is this, it's not Bishul Akum, because you turned on the fire in the morning. That's not going to Kesam or putting at it. That's no shine of, no worry of chasmas. Ah, the goy is actually preparing everything for you and he's asking, serving you and giving you all the food which you want and he's doing all the cooking. But when you have by a machine which he turns it on before the food even comes in, and then the food gets thrown in, it gets transmitted from conveyor belt to conveyor belt. By the way, and Rav Falk touches on the chiluk, and he actually praises the words of Bereshit. He says, if you've got a machine which has different pe'ulas, different actions, therefore you can disconnect the connection, what you call. And this is what you have in most of these machinery. You've got a conveyor belt which washes. Then it passes on to a different direction completely. The conveyor belt goes to get peeled. And then it goes to a different one. Whatever it is. The machine passes to machine to machine to machine. There's no handling of human beings at all. At all. In the whole process. But because he turned on the machine first thing in the morning, when there was no food on it, you're going to now tell me that all what gets done is a shail of chasnus? It's very hard to say that. It's against the svara. He brings a raya for the Maharil. Another raya. We've got time for one more raya. The Maharil says, Wait.
Bishul is the same thing.
What? No, Bishul is always Begrama. Bishul is you put the food, and that's the Maise. That's the Maise. Osman Shabbos, why are you chayav on Bishul? Because that's the truth. That's the way you do Bishul. That's the initial koyach of putting it on. That's Bishul. That's Bishul. No question about that. I understand what you're saying. Says the Maharil, and Beis Yosef, the Maharil brings, Nipuach bepeh helps by Bishul Goyim. That means, if the goy was cooking and you blew, nipuach bepeh, that can save everything from bishul akum. So it means you blew in the fire, by pass, by bread. You blew in,
and you created more fire. It says a raya from Bava Kama by Tarnegol Shetaka Keli Schuchis. Mashma midvara de hu adil enopach bemapach mishva akan dvar. Vine bevadai. That's not koyach koycha. That's koycha. Because it's coming from him. Mamash koyach. So that means such a thing saves onto. But a koyach koycha wouldn't save from Bishalakum, would it? The Maharil seems to imply that if you do a secondary koyach, that won't save you from the goy's cooking. It won't make it any better. So says the Ben Ishai the other way around as well. If the goy did koyach koycha, also doesn't turn it into Bishulakum. It has to work both ways. Just like the Maharil says that if the Jew does koyach koycha, doesn't save it from Bishulakum, so too if the goy will cook any day koyach koycha, shouldn't be subject to Bishulakum. Interesting point, interesting akuda, it's worth looking at. But time is running out, and really there's more to discuss, because in Hilchos Shabbos there's so much which is maybe connected to this. But again, Shabbos is an inyan of Meleches Machshavos. Niskaima Machshavta, like Rashi says, and therefore, however many koichos you do it, if it's in one action and it happens immediately, then it will be called a Meloch and Chalila to be making on these things in Hilchos Shabbos. But when it comes to Bishulakim, which is the Yisod Rabbanon, then there's room to rethink, to see whether this is what Chazal or Goyze, whether it's a Chashas Chasmus or not Chashas. What?